This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day for those Americans who care at all about our economy, because not only is the stock market way up almost 1,000 points, it's way up because an unemployment report came in with unexpectedly good news. Americans are going back to work. Mr. Trump, the President of the United States, offered some optimistic comments this morning in the Rose Garden. He did not take questions, and he connected the good economic news to George Floyd. How? Well, we will get to that. It's controversial, of course. We will be speaking to James Golden, who has worked with Rush Limbaugh for years and years and years. He has an organization called MAGA Black, which is an effort to try to establish more support for President Trump in the black community. Now, you might think that would be utterly impossible right now because of the national concern about racial disparities and injustice, and because President Trump has been less than, how do you put it? He's been less than masterful in his handling of the George Floyd matter. I think that's safe to say. But James could take encouragement, we'll find out from him directly later in the show, from a big piece that says the Biden campaign is worried about one thing with the black community. And it's not turnout. There'll be a big turnout in this election because the election is so crucial for both sides, for all sides. What is concerning, apparently, Biden strategists is unexpected strength by President Trump with black males. Males. With black females, there's almost no support for President Trump. Why the big gender difference in the black community as opposed to the white community? We'll get into that. We'll also be speaking with Daniel Henninger about how the riots and the protests and the division and the extremism so prevalent all across the country right now in city after city after city, that is a reflection of failed policies of liberalism. We will be speaking to Daniel Henninger. We will also be trying to give you a little bit on the truth about the death and the life of the late George Floyd. I think everybody was touched. You have to be touched by at least part of it, with the memorial service yesterday in Minnesota, where Reverend Al Sharpton announced project for a new March on Washington to deal with police issues and issues of criminal justice. And the entire memorial service was attended by a bunch of Hollywood celebrities, Tiffany Haddish was there, and Ludacris, and a number of other people. By the way, there's also a call for Hollywood to stop making positive treatments of police on TV. What would be left on TV? And in movies. We will get to that also on the Medved Show. One of the things that is striking to me is that since that memorial service concluded, there are whole aspects of both the life and the death of George Floyd that we didn't know about, that we're just now finding out about. Now, I will tell you, I was stunned last night when I encountered something that had been sent to me, and it appeared first, I think, in the Jerusalem Post. It had been sent to me from the Middle East, okay? And it said that George Floyd tested positive for coronavirus. Well, today it's not just something from the other side of the world. They kept that hush-hush after the autopsy results were mentioned. And now CNN is reporting that Floyd tested positive for coronavirus in April. And again, following his death last week, after he was restrained by police in Minneapolis, the final autopsy results show. But the virus played no known role in his death, and he was likely not contagious, said the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office. Since positivity for COVID-19 can persist for weeks after the onset and resolution of clinical disease, the autopsy result most likely reflects asymptomatic but persistent positivity from a previous infection. In other words, everyone agrees now that he was tested for COVID-19 back in April, and he was positive. And the one thing that they are not mentioning in the CNN coverage is that this might explain why he was saying, "I can't breathe," which has become now an entire watchword for the entire Black Lives Matter movement, for Reverend Sharpton and everyone else. That was a big key element in Al Sharpton's speech yesterday. His very eloquent speech. I think probably is the best speech Al Sharpton ever gave. But in any event, the idea is that George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe, before he was taken down to the ground, apparently right when he got out of the police car. And he initially got out of the police car not because he struggled his way out, but because he had asked to get out because he was claustrophobic. And then one of the officers, Officer Lane, let him out, and George Floyd said, "Thank you very much. I appreciate it." And it was after that he went down to the ground. And nobody seems to know why they took him down to the ground or what exactly happened. But I hope we will find out. And when I mention that we have this big nationwide movement and we don't know a great deal about George Floyd's life, the gaps weren't filled in yesterday. How did he go? And I think it's a question worth asking. How did he go from being a star athlete, which everybody agrees that he was at Yates High School in Houston, Texas, to a life that was full of frustrations? And I know people want to say, well, the reason he went from being a star athlete to that life full of frustrations is racism. It's just racism. There's more than that. They're also reporting now on CNN, the final autopsy says Floyd had heart disease and a long history of high blood pressure. It includes a more complete toxicology report that said Floyd had evidence of several drugs in his blood and urine, including morphine, fentanyl, cannabis, and methamphetamines. Okay, that's a lot of drugs. And I don't know about the morphine, if that had been medically recommended. Maybe that was associated with the experience with COVID-19. But it seems to me that as we're going through all of this, we ought to acknowledge some of that. And speaking of acknowledging some of that, I want to give a little bit of credit to the New York Times. And I'll tell you why. Because they have a lengthy article today, which provides a profile of the four cops who have been indicted in this case, and all of whom are looking at very long prison terms if they're all convicted. But one of the things that it does is it, for the first time, indicates that one of the four cops identifies as African American, always has. That his name is Kweng. And they give a little bit of a profile, and I wanted to share that with you because, honest to goodness, I think it makes a very big difference. One cop was Asian, that was Officer Tao. One cop was African American, and two were white. And two of them had very clean and, in fact, distinguished records. Two were bad cops. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved Show, I do think it's important to give some of the background on what is going on with the court case against the four officers. They are not interchangeable. And we ought to make a distinction, a whole series of distinctions among them. And actually, I think it's appalling, frankly, that the press until today, I don't think, was reporting that one of the officers was African-American. You knew that one of them was Asian. But J. Alexander Kuang identifies as African-American, and he's one of the two officers who very clearly in a court hearing yesterday turned against Officer Chauvin, who was the one who actually had the knee on the neck of George Floyd. It seems to me a very important story. And good for Kim Barker for rooting it out with the New York Times. She reports that facing 40 years in prison and a bail of at least $750,000, the former officers Thomas Lane and J. Alexander Kuang, both rookies, blamed Derek Chauvin, the senior officer at the scene and a training officer, their lawyers said in court. Mr. Chauvin is a white 19-year veteran. Actually, for Officer Lane, this apparently was his very first full day as a police officer. And what they provide is some background, which I think is very instructive of who these people are. The African-American officer, and I'm sorry to identify him that way, but the lack of identifying that way, I think, puts the entire case in a very different perspective. Mr. Kuang graduated from high school in 2012. He then enrolled at Monroe College, where he studied business administration before transferring to a community college. He decided to major in criminal justice studies as he worked stocking shelves at Target and then as a loss prevention detective at Macy's. Eventually, Mr. Kuang transferred to the University of Minnesota, which is a very fine public university, where he majored in the sociology of law, criminology, and deviance. He seemed to want to tackle the world. He studied Russian, and he took classes like world religions and world politics and terrorist networks. In spring 2018, he also enrolled in a class on American race relations. After graduating in the summer of 2018, Mr. Kuang got his law enforcement certificate. By this point, he was already working part-time as a community service officer for the Minneapolis Police Department. He joined the police academy. He became an officer in December. There are no records of any complaints against him. Now, his colleague, and this is one of the two white officers who was also a rookie, whose name is Lane, came to policing later in life. He never graduated from high school, his personnel file shows, but he went on to get his GED, his graduate equivalent degree. He worked a series of odd jobs, from restaurant server to Home Depot sales associate to nightclub bouncer. He eventually went to Century College. In 2016, Mr. Lane graduated from the University of Minnesota with a bachelor's degree in the sociology of law, criminology, and deviance. He also volunteered helping Somali youth in the Cedar Riverside community. Mr. Lane started working in the criminal justice system as an assistant probation officer for juveniles and as a juvenile correctional officer. But in January 2019, that's a year and a half ago, he was accepted to the police academy, becoming an officer in December. I mean... If you look at the background of those two guys, it's exemplary. And apparently, the trouble began, and the crime began, because it's definitely a crime, when Chauvin and his partner, Tao, arrived. And they arrived on the scene because they were summoned for backup. And what exactly happened? And whether there was any influence from COVID-19, well, that remains to be seen. The Peggy Noonan writes in a piece that's going to appear tomorrow in the Wall Street Journal. The painful irony of the protests and riots is that for a few days everyone was in agreement. We all saw the 9-minute tape. We saw the casual brutality as the dying man begged for mercy and the cop, she says cop singular, didn't care. In the past, there were arguments about similar incidents. Not this time. Most everyone concedes the problem that black men are profiled and cannot feel safe in their own country. Walking while black, driving while black, Tim Scott of South Carolina has been stopped for trying to impersonate a U.S. senator, which is what he is, very proudly, and a Republican U.S. senator. In an interview a few years ago, he told me, writes Peggy Noonan, that seven times in his first 6 years in Washington, he had been pulled over for driving a new car in the wrong neighborhood. Following the killing of George Floyd, writes Peggy Noonan, America would totally accept protests and demonstrations, would understand expressions of anger and pain. But now we're supposed to hate cops. No, hate bad cops and help good ones. A great cop, she writes, does as much to help society as a great doctor or nurse and is in the line of fire. Well, that's exactly right. And there is reason to believe that the young rookie police officers who say they were trying to stop Chauvin, that's going to be their testimony when they go to trial. And of course they have to go to trial because they were there and they didn't stop him and they didn't take the knee off the neck of George Floyd. However, there are different levels of culpability here, and I think that's important to know about. Now, does this connect in any way with what is happening with the economy, which is shockingly good right now? I'll tell you, part of the connection, it seems to me, is the fact that things seem to be calming down, and the nation seems to be coming together on points that Peggy Noonan says we should all agree on. One of the points that she says we should agree on is, well, President Trump doesn't always help himself. This morning, when he had an opportunity in the Rose Garden to make some comments about the good news on the unemployment front, much better news than anyone expected, he brought in George Floyd in an awkward way. We will get to that. First, we're going to speak with Gordon Chang about the latest from China, where China has been taking, according to the BBC, a victory lap over the death of George Floyd and the riots in the United States. What does it mean, and what is China most likely to do to harm us? We'll talk about it coming up.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll ask Congress to pass more economic stimulus, including a payroll tax cut, even after the government reported a surprise improvement in U.S. unemployment on Friday. With more on that, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with a report beating expectations. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate declined to 13.3%.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In May, employment rose sharply in leisure and hospitality, construction, education and health services, and retail trade.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, proud that our resident, well, almost, expert on Asian developments, politics, from particularly from North Korea and China, where he's written best-selling books on both, is Gordon G. Chang. You can contact him on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. He's the author, most recently, of The Coming Collapse of China. And right now, China is celebrating what they believe the present collapse of the United States. Gordon, what is the deal with the Chinese victory lap that the BBC says they're taking over the protests in America?
Yes, Michael. What we have seen, especially since Saturday, really is a vicious disinformation campaign. You know, we can go back to maybe the first week of February where they were going after us hard on the coronavirus. Starting this weekend, what we saw was them going hard on us over the protests. And so it doesn't really matter what the subject is. Beijing will do its best to distort the facts, twist everything, and try to tar the United States. And when we get through this, as we will, we've got to remember their hostility.
Part of their hostility, there was in the foreign press, it hasn't appeared here yet, but was sent to me by my brother from abroad. A former director of MI6 says it is virtually certain that the coronavirus came out of a Wuhan laboratory. He does not believe it came out of that laboratory deliberately, that it was an accident. Do you buy that explanation that there was an accidental release of this this virus?
I actually think that's the most probable explanation for what happened. You're talking about the Daily Mail story, which has achieved a certain amount of either fame or notoriety, depending on your political persuasion. The one thing we know, Michael, is that Beijing has done its best to prevent the international community from trying to find out what's going on. We also know that China sent its top biowarfare expert to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and presumably it was to clean things up after the release. Now, as I said, we don't know,
But we've got to assume that this is one of the explanations for it. But more important than how this started is what Chinese leaders did to spread this after the coronavirus crippled China. That's where we can clearly see that China took steps to inevitably spread the virus beyond its shores.
Which is chilling and probably criminal.
Well, certainly criminal.
Recently, there was a speech at the Party Congress where it was suggested this was a very good time for the reunification of China, as they put it. Now, that sounds very benign, but that's not such a benign announcement, is it?
No, it isn't. What they're referring to is the invasion of Taiwan. China has this distorted view of history. It was conquered by the Manchus. And the Manchus, for a time, ruled both mainland China and Taiwan. The People's Republic of China has never ruled Taiwan. And so you could say that this was the reunification of Manchuria. That would be more historically correct. It's not the reunification of China. And by the way, the people in Taiwan don't use the term reunification. They use the term unification to make it clear that Beijing has never ruled them.
Right. But is Taiwan in a position to defend itself if there is pressure applied on them from the Chinese mainland?
If it were just a conventional war, the answer is probably yes, though we don't know, even if the U.S. were not to get involved. But if China were to use its entire range of weaponry, well, you know, they will nuke Taiwan. And matter of fact, China is the only country in the history of the world that's ever threatened to use nuclear weapons on territory that it considers its own. Taiwan is absolutely essential to the defense of America. We try to keep China penned in its peripheral waters, and Taiwan is the center of a Western defense perimeter that we Americans have maintained for more than 100 years. So it's important for us that unless we want to see the Chinese warships just outside of Pearl Harbor, we better defend Taiwan. And by the way, there's an even more important reason, and that is China's attacking not only democracy, our democracy, but the whole concept of representative governance. And we can't allow China to invade and take over a vibrant democracy like Taiwan.
Let me go back in history for a moment with you, Gordon, because I think that there are a lot of Americans who are unaware of this. Is the reason we ended up having a Korean War is because the Secretary of State of the United States, Dean Acheson, under Harry Truman, made a very misleading list of what he considered to be essential areas for the U.S. to defend. And South Korea was left off that list. And that signal, we now know, was taken by Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of the current dictator, as a signal, oh, America's not going to come to the defense of South Korea, and they went in and invaded. It's a real danger if we communicate that idea about Taiwan, isn't it? If we indicate that they are not a priority for us to defend.
Absolutely. Kim Il-sung actually could not convince Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong to get the green light to invade South Korea. He only got it after Dean Acheson publicly drew our Western defense perimeter to not include South Korea. And then Kim was able to get Moscow and Beijing to say yes. Also, we got another situation. April Glaspie, our ambassador to Iraq, when Saddam Hussein asked her about his problems with Kuwait, Glaspie said, and this is almost a direct quote, we Americans have no interest in intra-Arab disputes. 8 days later, Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. So we know that American words are powerful and that sometimes we leave the door open to dictators and aggressors. And you're absolutely right. Taiwan is the third time in history that this could happen.
And is the Trump administration sending a clear enough message about our resolute and determined support and defense of Taiwan?
It's not as clear as I would like, but it's clearer than what we have heard in previous administrations. And matter of fact, yesterday, June 4th, the U.S. sent an Arleigh Burke destroyer through the Taiwan Strait. And that was a great thing for the Trump administration to do.
The last time we were talking, we were concerned about this nightmarish possibility of war on the border between India and China. That danger has subsided a little bit or not?
Right now, the Chinese troops are deep into Indian territory. They are fortifying. There are talks at the general level, at the flag officer level, and you know, we don't know where this will go. But this is, looks like a much more determined penetration of Indian territory than in previous instances.
Which is truly terrifying because you're talking about two nuclear powers. In terms of the continued pressure on the Chinese for trade, some indications that they may be yielding at least a bit?
Yes. After it was reported last week that China ordered its state enterprises not to buy U.S. soy and pork, they actually did place an order. And I think they placed the order because of that story that was leaked to the world. So things okay. are a little bit better.
And there is something that's a little bit better with the U.S. Senate. They just had a vote that everybody should applaud. We'll talk about it coming back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Singing the blues here, not over the stock market. It lost about 250 points from its really spectacular highs earlier in the day, but it's still holding above 27,000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P over 3,000, and earlier the NASDAQ hit an all-time record. Stock market way up. And President Trump, speaking in the White House, took some advantage of the situation. And the situation is that the unemployment, it's still 13.4%, but it's down, actually. Unemployment has gone down in the month of May. And that's partially because of the country reopening in various places from the COVID-19 lockdown. And the president celebrated the situation with a public statement in the Rose Garden. He did not take questions. Here's the president.
And we saved millions of lives, and now we're opening, and we're opening with a bang. And we've been talking about the V. This is better than a V. This is a rocket ship. This is far better than a V. A V is wonderful. A V is this. They were talking about, will it be a V, a U, an L? They had no idea, and I was watching one of the shows, and I have great respect for the people. And they said, will it be 9 million in job losses? Will it be, what will be the number be? Will it be, are they going to report record numbers? Will we break 20%?
Okay. And then he talks about how good the numbers really were. And they were. He's right. Listen.
The job surge that we're seeing right now is widespread. Leisure and hospitality added 1.2 million jobs. Construction jobs are up, listen to this, 464,000. Education and health services rose 424,000. Retail trade is up 368,000. And here's the one I like the best. Remember, previous administration, that you need a magic wand for manufacturing. Manufacturing, which we had up to 600,000 jobs, prior to the plague, manufacturing rose to 225,000 jobs, up by. So we picked up 225,000 manufacturing jobs. That's very unexpected. Everything that you've seen this morning is unexpected. Even the pros sitting here would understand that. Everything.
Okay, and some of what was unexpected was also an announcement of the president's upcoming travel plans. I think this was unscripted, to be sure. Listen.
People are traveling, and you know what? They're traveling in the United States. And they're also driving. And they're building the trailers. They're building a lot of things. They're driving. People are driving. I may have to buy one of those things, drive around town. Maybe I'll drive back to New York with our First Lady in a trailer. What do they call that?
Double.
An RV. Well, you should know Indiana's the capital of RVs. I think I'm going to buy an RV and travel for an hour in an RV with our First Lady. I don't think anybody would mind that. Great. People are traveling. And you know what? They're traveling in the United States.
Okay. And then he mentions what he believes to be the only threat to looming prosperity. Listen.
We had things that we were doing so well, and then it came in, but we're going to be back there. I think we're going to actually be back higher next year than ever before. And the only thing that can stop us is bad policy. Frankly, left-wing, bad policy of raising taxes and Green New Deals and all of the things that you have been writing about long and hard that will stop it like you wouldn't believe. And frankly, it's holding it back.
And then he brought in, and this is also very clearly unscripted, the relation of the economy to the late George Floyd. Listen.
Equal justice under the law must mean that every American receives equal treatment in every encounter with law enforcement, regardless of race, color, gender, or creed. They have to receive fair treatment from law enforcement. They have to receive it. We all saw what happened last week. We can't let that happen. Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality. It's really what our Constitution requires, and it's what our country is all about.
It may be a little bit too soon to proclaim a great day that would please George Floyd looking down. But, in fact, Joe Biden commented on the president's invocation of George Floyd this morning. Listen.
Before I speak to the economic situation, I have to take a moment to address something that the president said this morning. Toward the end of his remarks, President Trump said he hopes that, quote, George Floyd is looking down and seeing this is a great day for our country. He was speaking of a man who was brutally killed by an act of needless violence and by a larger tide of injustice that has metastasized on this president's watch as he's moved to split us based on race and religion, ethnicity. George Floyd's last words, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," have echoed all across this nation and, quite frankly, around the world. For the president to try to put any other words in the mouths of George Floyd, I frankly think is despicable. And the fact that he did so on the day when black unemployment rose, Hispanic unemployment rose, black youth unemployment skyrocketed, tells you everything you need to know about this man and what he really cares about.
Okay, that's not fair, because the unemployment news, again, it's not good. It's not happy days are here again. It's not the economy is booming again. But as the market indicates, with its close to 800-point gain as we approach the close of the market, as the market indicates, things were vastly better in the unemployment sphere than people had expected. And again, I of course it was dubious. As soon as the president invoked George Floyd, I knew that there was going to be this kind of response. It's unworthy of debate because really the best answer to this, there's a very good column contributed by the president's economic advisor, Peter Navarro, in the Wall Street Journal today. And he made a point that the city of Atlanta used to have a slogan, and I remember this. The slogan was, "Atlanta is the city too busy to hate." And he said, we should be a country too prosperous to hate. That really the best way to achieve the kind of justice and equal opportunity and fairness that Americans really do long for, to close some of the racial divides, is to have enough economic growth and prosperity to go around, to share. Mike Pence actually made that point, saying, yes, it is a great day for our country. Listen.
Well, I really believe that today's extraordinary economic news, where we saw unemployment decline to 13.3%, we saw 2.5 million jobs added, it is a tribute to President Donald Trump's leadership throughout this pandemic, but long before. Remember, under this president's policy of less taxes, less regulation, free and fair trade, unleashing American energy, we'd created more than 7 million jobs. But the president's decisive action from January forward, where we suspended all travel from China, the mitigation efforts to put the health of the American people first, more than $3 trillion provided for families and small businesses to see us through this pandemic and the recovery efforts, and then ultimately the president's guidelines to states across the country to reopen their economies, is all working. We're seeing it. It's remarkable to think that this jobs report today was actually from a survey in mid-May, when roughly 50% of small businesses around America were starting to reopen. The U.S. Chamber just did a survey where they think 80% are reopening. And in all of our discussions with governors, our focus in the month of May at the Coronavirus Task Force has been to safely reopen America.
And that's exactly what appears to be happening. It's one of the reasons that I think some of the analogies that people draw, analogizing this year to the election year, 1968. Today is an important 52nd anniversary from that election year. We'll talk about that, talk about the failures of liberal policies and more in this race.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.